Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Joe.
And I'm Tom.
And we're on day three of our article all about this author by the name of Murakami. He's from Japan, but he's popular all over the world. And for the past couple of days, we've been talking about his literary career and his writing style as well. But today, we're going to get a little bit of some of his other interests as well. This includes world travel. He's been to a lot of different places. And he also is an avid runner as well. He loves to go jogging, and not only jogging, but running marathons and ultra marathons as well. And we'll find out what that is exactly a little bit later on. I don't know, Tom, are you much of a runner?
No, not at all. I used to run, but I got a problem in my knee, and every time I run down hills, it starts to hurt, so I tend to ride my bicycle more than run. How about yourself?
Well, I like to run, and one of the reasons why I like to do it is because it really helps me clear my head. If I've got a lot of thoughts, like a million thoughts at once going on in my brain, if I go for a run, it gets all those thoughts out of there and I have a clear head. So I'm wondering if Murakami does it for the same reasons. Maybe if he's trying to finish a story, or if maybe he's got a little bit of writer's block, which is something that a lot of authors talk about. It's when they're writing and all of a sudden it's like they hit a wall. They can't think of how to continue the story. Maybe if he gets that, he just goes for a run and he can come back to his story. Anyway, we're going to find out all about these other interests of Murakami today. First, we'll read about the article and then we'll come back to discuss it.
Despite his immense popularity, Murakami is not an author who enjoys the limelight, and he refuses to appear on television or radio. Indeed, once he began to achieve success in Japan in the mid-1980s, he chose to move abroad rather than be subjected to the media attention that came with his newfound fame. After traveling through Europe, he eventually settled in the United States, where he stayed until finally returning to Japan around 10 years later. A fluent English speaker, Murakami has long been strongly attracted to the West while feeling conflicted about his homeland. As a result, he has never been fully accepted by Japan's literary establishment. Wherever he has lived over the past few decades, Murakami tries to stick to the same rigorous daily schedule. He typically gets up at 4 a.m., writes for around 4 hours, then goes for a 10-kilometer run before devoting the afternoon to translating. Running is a vital part of Murakami's life, so much so that he's even published a mini autobiography on his favorite pastime, What I Talk About When I Talk About Running. Every year he runs a full marathon, and he's even completed a grueling 100-kilometer ultra-marathon. He has commented that when he dies, he would like the phrase, "at least he never walked," on his tombstone. Both in his energetic lifestyle and in his remarkable writing, there is so much to admire about Haruki Murakami. He has even been named as a contender for the ultimate honor for writers, the Nobel Prize for Literature. But even if that never happens, his place as one of the world's greatest living authors is assured.
So, Murakami is a man of many different interests, so let's continue reading about him right now. Despite his immense popularity, Murakami is not an author who enjoys the limelight. Now, this is interesting, even though he's very famous and very popular. In fact, we refer to his immense popularity here. Immense just means very great, very large. It just means that a lot of people know who he is and really like his work. He's not an author who enjoys the limelight. The limelight is being in the public eye, in other words, being very famous, and if you're in the limelight, it means that you go on a lot of TV shows, you're in a lot of magazines, or maybe even the tabloids, which love to show celebrities in all sorts of situations, but he doesn't enjoy that. He doesn't want to be seen, he doesn't want to be out in public and have people recognize him, and he even refuses to appear on television or radio. So if somebody asks him to go on a TV talk show or to come say a few words on the radio, he will refuse. He'll decline the invitation.
So he's kind of shy and maybe kind of antisocial. And the term limelight here comes from an old term, I guess. In the old days in theaters, they didn't have electricity, so they burned lime, a mineral, to make these bright lights. So if you were in the limelight, you were very popular, very famous. So he does not enjoy the limelight. And again, he doesn't like to give interviews and stuff on TV and radio. Now, indeed, once he began to achieve success in Japan in the mid-1980s, he chose to move abroad rather than be subjected to the media back home in Japan, because this is what he would have had to endure because of his newfound fame. So, indeed, we use this term to say, and by extension, because he didn't like to appear on TV, he actually took it one step further and moved overseas, moved abroad. So if you move abroad, you move to another country overseas, and he did not want to be subjected to the media attention in Japan. To be subjected to something means you have to undergo something. You have to suffer in that situation. Some people enjoy popularity. They enjoy being the center of attention. But some people don't like that. They're embarrassed by it. They're shy. They wish those people would just leave them alone.
So he's not somebody who really enjoyed this fame that came with being a popular author. Fame is the noun here. It just means that you are famous, which is the adjective. A lot of people know who you are. They recognize your face, and they know what you do for a living. Everybody knows that he's an author who writes these great stories. Well, he didn't enjoy fame. He didn't want to be well known. So he went traveling. He went through Europe, and he eventually settled in the United States. When you settle somewhere, it means that perhaps after a journey or after some traveling, you select one